From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Rodrigo Duterte is the apparent winner of the Philippines presidential election. An unofficial count of the vote shows the 71-year-old mayor of Davao with a large, insurmountable lead over his nearest rivals. He promised to stamp out crime and corruption. Turkish officials say a car bomb killed three people and wounded 45 in the mainly Kurdish city of Diyarbakir. The explosion struck a police vehicle transporting seven suspected militants of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party for medical treatment. It was not immediately clear if the dead included any of the suspects. Earlier Tuesday, two police officers were killed while working to defuse a roadside bomb in the eastern province of Van. Brazil's acting House Speaker has reversed his decision to annul the impeachment of President Dilma Rousseff. The reason for the reversal was not given. The decision means the Senate can take a vote Wednesday on putting Ms. Rousseff on trial. Ms. Rousseff's lawyers have launched a last-minute effort to head off that action, appealing to the Supreme Court to annul the proceedings. If the Senate puts her on trial, Ms. Rousseff's presidency would be suspended. She is accused of manipulating state funds to hide the state of the country's finances. During her re-election campaign in 2014, she says her opponents are attempting a coup. President Barack Obama says he will visit Hiroshima, Japan late this month. If he does, he will become the first U.S. president to go to the city where an American warplane dropped the world's first atomic bomb in 1945 during World War II. For seven decades, American presidents have avoided visiting the site. This is VOA News.